This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by BEX. Since 1937, BEX has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, it's Columbus Day to start with, or for some people, Indigenous Peoples Day. And so there's no mail, there's no government, there's no reports from the USDA, so any exports or crop progress will not happen today. So that's kind of an empty day that way. General pressure due to harvest. Harvest is a little more than the half done. We'll find out tomorrow afternoon at 3. And still pretty good pressure, hedging pressure on the market as well. We've had some pretty good rains in North Brazil and Argentina. It was formerly dry for about 2 months, and it drove the market up, and now they're taking the weather premium out of the market. The government report that came out on Friday, the WASDE report that came out Friday at 11 o'clock, was a touch negative. They raised the corn, they raised the corn yield maybe a couple tenths of a bushel, but they still raised it, and they lowered the bean yield to, I think it was like 53.1 from 53.2. So, but just the idea that they didn't account for the dry weather we had the last 3 to 4 weeks, which many people thought would take the top end off the yields. Instead, they raised the yields again, was a negative off the report.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
December corn down 7.5 at 408.25. November soybeans down 9.5 at 996 even. On the Merck, October live cattle down 35 cents at 188.25. October feeders down 62 at 249.12. December lean hogs down $1.85 at 75.80. December pork cutout down a dime at 91.12. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.